How are you going to vote on Initiative 735? That's the measure that rejects a U.S. Supreme Court decision called Citizens United. It ruled that political spending by corporations and unions is protected free speech. Initiative 735 calls for a constitutional amendment to overturn the decision. But amending the Constitution isn't easy, and not everyone in Washington State thinks it's the right idea. KUOW's David Hyde spoke with both sides.
Linda Brewster lives in Port Townsend, but today she's made the trip all the way into Seattle to make some phone calls.
Hi, is Kimberly there, please? Well, this is Linda. I'm a volunteer with Initiative 735.
Brewster estimates she's dedicated over 1,500 hours of her life to this campaign because she believes there's a fundamental problem in American politics, money.
I'm really tired of seeing so many issues that people care passionately about. Environmental changes, action on climate change, public health issues, that the people's opinion seems to have absolutely nothing to do with what our legislators end up deciding to do.
Nina Turner agrees.
Let's be honest. We have rich people competing against each other to become the president of the United States of America. That's what is happening.
Turner's a former state senator from Ohio, a college professor, a Bernie Sanders Democrat, and a frequent cable TV show commentator.
And it's not just on the presidential level. If you look at governor's races, any type of statewide elections now, millions and millions of dollars. Look at how much it costs to run a U.S. Senate race, for God's sakes. Millions and millions and millions of dollars.
And Turner says Initiative 735 goes after the right target to fix all that. The United States Supreme Court decision from back in 2010 called Citizens United.
This is so important because with Citizens United, money is speech, and now money is overpowering our political process. It always has been, but I think Citizens United just really put it front and center.
Citizens United basically said corporations and labor unions have the same free speech rights as individuals. So now they can spend as much money as they like to persuade people how to vote as long as the money is not spent directly on campaigns. Initiative 735 asks our congressional representatives to back a constitutional amendment to reject that decision. The idea is to bring back limits on independent political spending. And it's not just for corporations. It also wants limits on spending by groups like the Sierra Club, the NRA, Planned Parenthood, as well as corporations and unions, because, as Turner puts it,
money is not speech.
At least that's what initiative backers think. Opponents like Paul Guppy disagree. He's with the Washington Policy Center, a think tank here that promotes free market solutions. And Guppy starts by admitting that Initiative 735 backers kind of have a point.
That is definitely correct, that there are corporations, there are influential individuals, there are nonprofit groups that raise a lot of money. There are super PACs, and they have a big influence. So I would agree with them 100% that they are right about what they see happening in our political system. Where we would disagree, I think, is what to do about it.
Guppy says 735 is the wrong solution.
Giving more power to the government to restrict our speech, which is what Initiative 735 is trying to move towards, is not something that I would agree with. The antidote to speech you don't agree with is more speech.
Okay, more speech. But what exactly does that mean?
More of a competition in the marketplace of ideas, joining together with others to raise money and combat, you know, big corporations or whatever message that you're hearing that you don't agree with to put out an alternative message.
So that's the debate. Let's say Initiative 735 passes. What happens after that? Short term, basically nothing. The initiative just asks our delegation to support a constitutional amendment. And that would take a 2/3 majority vote in the Senate and the House, and the amendment would then have to be ratified by 3/4 of the states, only 17 of which have signed up so far. Even backers admit it's a long shot. So why spend so much time and effort on it? Nina Turner says because money in politics is such a big problem that you have to start somewhere. And she makes the point that amending the Constitution's always been hard, whether it was ending slavery or getting women the right to vote.
I'm sure people told them the same thing. You dreaming. This is hard. This will never happen, but it happened.
In Seattle, I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.